This is Bob Welch, spokesman for the Coalition for Wisconsin Environmental Stewardship.
Bob, what can you tell us about Special Session Bill 9 or the issue of wind turbine siting? Where do things stand now?
We're very happy that the governor has sided with us in recognizing that building wind turbines in some of the wrong places that people want to build them in Wisconsin is not a good idea. It leads to higher rates, which will kill jobs. Every place where they've tried to put these federally subsidized wind turbines in, the short-term jobs, and then it costs other jobs because you've got increased rates and less reliable electricity. And if you're putting them in North Dakota where there's lots of room in wheat fields, you're not seeing a big negative. But if you're putting them in the middle of a highly developable, growing area like they want to put them here on the east side of Lake Winnebago, you're going to see a huge negative impact to our economic development and cost us a lot of jobs in terms of lost commercial activity, lost housing activity, where you put these windmill ghettos up. So we're very pleased the governor recognizes that, and the legislature seems to recognize it as well. We're just not sure how they're going to finally deal with it, but we're pretty confident in the end we're going to see some common sense siting regulations.
So the issue is going to be addressed, perhaps just not by this, through legislative means.
Well, that is our view. We don't speak for the legislature any more than we speak for the governor, but we're very optimistic that there's a recognition in the legislature, a widespread recognition, that the Jim Doyle's Public Service Commission put out a set of rules that were very biased toward wind developers, and that is not the final answer, and that there needs to be some changes made. And so we're working with the legislature and with the governor's office to see how we can make this get this done.
Can I ask you a question? Is there any chance that we may be headed down a slippery slope here, however, that if these rules developed through the PSC process can be revisited, that perhaps other infrastructure rules, I'm thinking specifically of high-tension power lines, also put in place through PSC's rule process? I mean, could we see that issue revisited as well?
I think it's 100% certain that every rule that stands in the way of job creation in this state is going to be looked at by the Walker administration, and I hope that's true, and I believe that's true, and I think this legislature is going to back them up on that. I don't know what that would do about siting transmission lines, but I think it definitely impacts siting windmills, because windmills cost us jobs, and the Walker administration seems to realize that, and we are now moving down that road. We're going to be reviewing, I believe they're going to be reviewing DNR rules and any other rules that are out there. They're going to stand in the way of job creation.
Can the jobs that have been created, I'm talking specifically about companies here in Wisconsin that are producing wind turbine components, can those jobs be sustained if we're not going to place any or as many turbines here in the state?
The vast majority of wind turbine siting going on is in the Great Plains, and the vast majority of people who know how to make high-tech, heavily engineered products are in the Midwest. That isn't going to change if we put up 10 more windmills or 100 more windmills. We still have the know-how to build stuff. If it makes economic sense to put up a wind turbine in North Dakota, the place they're going to come to get it built is going to be Wisconsin.